For two weekends of the year, members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints gather to receive guidance and encouragement from church leaders. During this weekend of General Conference, Church President Russell M. Nelson announced the changes to the Sunday meeting schedules.
As Latter-day Saints, we have become accustomed to thinking of church as something that happens in our meeting houses, supported by what happens at home. We need an adjustment to this pattern. It is time for a home-centered church.
Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles helped explain the changes that will be made. Beginning in January 2019, the church will begin the new home-centered, church-supported curriculum, which will shorten the meeting schedule from 3 hours to 2 hours. I went on the campus of BYU-Idaho and spoke to students about the new announcements. Many members of the church are excited about the Sunday meeting schedule change.
I like it. I think it's awesome. I think it'll help a lot of people with like younger families with kids to be able to have a better experience at church.
Spiritually, that's like what Heavenly Father wanted. And so that's the direction that we're moving, you know, a family-centered church. And this is like one of the first steps to get there. So I thought that was really cool.
I think it makes like church way more appealing for missionary work and for visitors. Just because 3 hours seems like a lot to someone that's never been before.
With the 2 hours, it gives time for the learning at home.
During the women's session of General Conference on Saturday night, President Nelson challenged the women of the church to participate in a 10-day fast from social media. President Nelson also challenged the women to read the Book of Mormon between now and the end of the year. At the end of the final session on Sunday afternoon, President Nelson announced the Salt Lake Temple and other Pioneer Generation temples would undergo renovations and updates in the future. Details on these projects will be shared as they are developed. He also announced the construction of 12 new temples.
Today we are pleased to announce plans to construct 12 more temples.
The announced temples will be located all over the world in 10 countries and territories, including Guam, Puerto Rico, and Cape Verde. This was the most number of temples ever announced on the same day and brings the total number of Latter-day Saint temples operating, announced, or under construction to 201. It has been exactly 18 years to the week since the church completed its 100th temple. For more information about changes and announcements from General Conference or to watch or listen to the talks, visit lds.org. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Hassel.